This week, the Queensland's Productivity Commission is pushing to opt out of the National Construction Code's Livable Housing Design Standard. The standard allows Australians with a disability and with an accessibility need to add simple features for a better quality of life and improve safety. Advocates and organisations are concerned this recommendation will set Queensland a step backwards for accessibility. The Wise Eduardo Jordan asked Chief Operating Officer of Sporting Wheelies and Wheelchair User Dane Cross, what's the aim of the standard?
The Livable Housing Design Standard is a set of minimum accessibility features that are required for all new homes that are built under the National Construction Code. So we're talking about practical, common sense things like step-free entries, wider internal doorways and hallways, and reinforced walls in the bathroom so that we can allow for future grab rail installation. These features, they make homes safer and easier for people to live in, not just for people with disability, but for aging Australians, parents with prams, and anyone recovering from an injury. So it's about building homes that meet people's needs across their entire life.
The Queensland Productivity Commission has recommended to opt out of this standard. What are your initial thoughts on this?
Look, it's extremely disappointing. The recommendation is short-sighted. It focuses too narrowly on construction productivity without consideration of the long-term social and economic cost of inaccessible housing. It hasn't taken into consideration the things like avoidable hospitalizations, falls, premature admissions into aged care. Choosing not to adopt this standard, it basically ignores the lived realities of thousands of Queenslanders. It risks putting Queensland out of step with other states, and at a national level, we've seen the National Disability Strategy adopt an action plan around accessible housing. So it's just going in the wrong direction.
So you just mentioned earlier about a little bit of what the standard is and some of the tasks that are included in the standard for benefiting, Australians with disabilities or someone who needs more accessibility at home. How is this standard improving the lives of Queenslanders who need more accessibility here at home?
Basically, it improves independence and improves dignity. For a person with mobility challenges, being able to enter their own home without assistance or safely access the bathroom or navigate with a wheelchair or walker, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. These standards help reduce the need for paid care, so things like the NDIS, and it keeps people out of hospitals. And as I mentioned earlier, it allows people to remain in their homes longer. As a wheelchair user myself, I have witnessed and experienced firsthand the benefits that accessible housing can bring to an individual. Having an accessible home really creates that base from which someone with disability can launch from and engage with employment, engage with community.
If the standard is removed in Queensland, what are the consequences we may see in houses across the state, and how will Queensland be compared with other states in this matter?
We know that the uptake across Australia has been mixed. I know that New South Wales and Western Australia have already or haven't adopted the minimum standards when it was first rolled out in October 2023. But this move this recommendation by the Queensland Productivity Commission would put Queensland behind the eight ball. If we walk away from this, we'll be building homes that are obsolete by the day the keys are handed over. It will mean fewer homes that are suitable for people with disability. There'll be more retrofitting at far higher cost. And, there's a growing housing crisis in Queensland. And for those who can't find a home that suits their need, this just exacerbates that. So, we have seen other states, Victoria, Tasmania, embracing these standards. So it would mean that Queensland would be left behind and out of step with national expectations, community values, and the direction of the federal investment.
What is Sporting Wheelies doing to advocate the opposition to removing this standard? And what can the community do to be, to support you on this issue?
Well, Sporting Wheelies and Spinal Life Australia, we're actively engaging, obviously, with media, policymakers, and the public to make sure that this issue doesn't fly under the radar. You know, we've shared evidence. You know, accessible housing is economically smart. The community can help by speaking up. Email your MP, share your story, support organisations like ours that are pushing against this recommendation.
That was Dane Cross from Sporting Wheelies, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.